apply the principle of nothing about us without us and ensure free, prior, and informed consent. We therefore greatly appreciate the call from the Special Rapporteur for further investment in OPDs and networks of Indigenous people with disabilities, including the Indigenous Persons with Disabilities Global Network that I had established over 10 years ago. Indigenous persons with disabilities and their representative organizations must be recognized as equal partners in the processes that shape their future. We strongly support the Special Rapporteur's critique of the imposition of a colonial biomedical understanding of mental health. This approach to mental health is the root cause of human rights violations and fails to understand and respect Indigenous worldview and psychosocial diversity more broadly. Moreover, Indigenous women with disabilities endure intersectional discrimination. They face violence, denial of services, and exclusion from decision-making processes. Their voices are vital to shaping solutions that address these compounding challenges. We must collectively work to dismantle the barriers created by colonization, poverty, environmental degradation, and discrimination. These include ensuring access to land rights, education, employment, healthcare, and justice for Indigenous persons with disabilities while ensuring their self-determination, independence, and autonomy. Thank you.
I thank you. I now give the floor to the Colombian Commission of